Amy Ignatow wrote into the show in response to our request for essays about memorable goodbyes. We've chosen a few of those to air throughout the program today. Here's Amy with her goodbye, which is happening right now.
Back in August, I lost my job teaching art, and I became a full-time freelance illustrator. And the work dried up very quickly because none of the nonprofits that usually hire me could afford to put out publications. And so my fiancé said, just work on your book, and when you sell it for $1 million gazillion, I will be a wonderful house husband. Well, it didn't go for $1 million gazillion, but in November, I did sell it as part of a two-book deal. And in a few weeks, we're going to be moving out of our apartment. My fiancé cannot be a house husband just yet, but we do have a house, so it's a start. So goodbye, crumbly apartment, and goodbye, crazy neighbor who screams at people who park too near to her spot. Goodbye, terrible weird noise that comes from the back of the nearby restaurant. And goodbye to horrible feelings that getting an art degree was a stupid, selfish thing to do. And hello to my new life as a published author.
Amy Ignatow and her fiancé closed on their house and mailed their wedding invitations yesterday.
No, rien de rien. Though our show goes away today, we will always survive online. Go to npr.org/daydreaming. Stay with us. Day to Day continues.